From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The federal government has decided that a captive killer whale that has been performing for decades at the Miami Seaquarium deserves endangered protections. The National Marine Fisheries Service says the whale named Lolita will be included in the endangered listing for southern resident killer whales. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals attorney Jared Goodman says the federal decision represents Lolita's shot at freedom.
This means that she will finally be granted the protections to which she is entitled as a member of the southern resident orcas, which could include transferring her to a seaside sanctuary in her home waters, where her mother still thrives at 86 years of age.
The National Marine Fisheries Service said Lolita's inclusion on the list does not impact the animal's stay at the Seaquarium. Miami Seaquarium's curator has said previously Lolita isn't going anywhere. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.